The Osgood File, sponsored by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider, and by Dealer Services. A Dealer Services warranty will protect your vehicle every day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Associated Press reports today that the temperature in hell has fallen below 32 degrees. In other words, some banks are deciding to drop their ATM fees. More after this from Charlie. Americans this year will pay $4.2 billion in ATM fees. $4.2 billion to regain temporary custody of your own money. How do banks get away with this? Let me read you the first line of today's AP feature on the subject. Dateline Minneapolis. Jay Gustafson, in an unfamiliar town for a job hunt and in need of some fast cash, gritted his teeth and hit the nearest ATM. For $20, I paid $25, Gustafson said, bemoaning the fees levied by both the bank that ran the machine and by his own bank for using someone else's machine. Unquote. There's your $4.2 billion. First, if you're going to pay a $5 fee, take out $100, not $20. But even more basic than that, if you're going to an unfamiliar town, why not put some money in your wallet before you leave? People blame the banks for these fees. They remember back in the day when you let the bank hold your money, they paid you. It was called interest. Then came ATM machines. People got out of the habit of carrying money. They could always use an ATM after all. And they got hooked. But finally, consumers may be catching on. They've discovered that if you check your wallet before you go out to buy something, you can pre-position cash in there. That's what the long, narrow pocket is for. And then you can take it out for free. And the banks, sensing the danger posed by millions of people suddenly figuring out how not to get ripped off, are responding by doing what even legislation could not get them to do, cutting their fees. U.S. Bank will eliminate the fee altogether for customers, and many smaller banks are doing the same. At least until everyone gets hooked again. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 23rd, 2006.